One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What's up, everybody? Ryan Sickler here, and I just wanted to let you know that tickets to my fall dates of the Live and Alive tour are on sale now. Go to RyanSickler.com, get your tickets to all shows. I'm coming to Austin, Dallas, La Jolla, Salt Lake City, Denver, Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, Madison, Portland, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Tempe. Tickets for all shows are available right now on my website at RyanSickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the way back, y'all. Very excited to have these guests on here today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome H. Foley and Kevin Ryan from Are You Garbage?
Hey,
welcome
man.
To the way back, gentlemen.
Three of the boys sitting on the couch.
We were laughing because Kirsten's like, you should do one with both of them if they'll do it.
I didn't think it was going to physically be able to happen.
I'm surprised. It's actually a little more comfortable.
It is. We got the dog in here too, bro.
Brought to you by Ozempic.
please go ahead and start, H. Foley. Plug whatever you'd like.
Areyougarbage.com for all your Are You Garbage needs.
Yeah.
Picks, t-shirts, fake lighters.
Live show tickets, whatever you guys want. Well, podcast is on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, the whole nine yards. Check it out, gang.
Yeah. I love what you guys do. You going to get down, Princess, or you going to come on my lap? I'll see where you go.
Are you going to come see Uncle Hank? See?
But I wanted to ask both a few questions because I grew up very... in your fucking wheelhouse.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And trash. Let's call it what it is.
Did either of you ever have free lunch tickets? Did you ever have a free lunch?
No.
Your family made enough money where you could afford your own lunch?
Yeah, at least, yes,
you
for sure.
Son of a bitch. What about you?
Rich ass motherfucker.
Rich motherfuckers. No free lunch for you?
No free lunch. We did have, I remember there was a social thing of if you were at Catholic school, if you got a lunch token or a milk token. The milk token kids were seen as, you know, well, down in the dumps. We were milk token kids for a while, and then we bumped up to lunch tokens. Let me tell you something. St. Nicholas, St. Mary's grade school in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, knew their way around a macaroni and cheese. Man. It was like I was eating at the Palm. Delicious.
Any financial assistance anywhere growing up?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
Nah, college had to take out a bunch of financial
stimmy
aid.
Check during the pandemic. But I'm going, am I not going to fucking pick it?
Bro. Did you ever have this? In school, we had, they went from milk cartons to milk bags.
What?
No, that's Canadian shit.
Milk, did you ever get the bags?
No, we had the cartons and we switched to these like weird plastic things that they would like rinse out that nobody... The second they
and
went
use again?
Wait,
yeah,
what?
The second
what?
They went to that, I said, no way, where? Jose, welcome Coca-Cola.
Wait, what was the milk in?
Switched to sweet stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What was the milk in?
Yeah, what is it?
It was like imagine a small water bottle, kind of, like a little plastic, like a Huggy, but like thicker plastic, and they would re-rinse those out.
Oh.
In the kitchen, you'd walk by, because like we would exit the cafeteria.
That's crazy.
That's not, I mean, that's like what
how
you would do in
space.
How
the fuck do you drink that? How are you biting and sipping?
It's like a Capri Sun, so the straw's got the point on it. And
that
you,
ain't no Capri
I don't see
Sun.
No sur- I don't see no surfboard.
Yeah, what do you,
I don't see, is, I don't see a kid in sunglasses.
I need the principle.
Cooler, baby.
I need the principle behind poking it is the fucking bag.
Okay.
All it took was one fucking kid to turn it around and just squirt the kid next to him, and it was a wrap on milk bags after one lunch
there
here,
you go.
Dude.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Controversy brews over here. Oh, you're right. Canadians are buying milk bags.
Yeah, that's how a big they do Canadian it up thing there. We learned from the show. We had a, they do the milk bags of milk.
I would do the fruit cup style container with milk. I'll let you get away with. But if it didn't come in those little bangers, those little cartons, no. I couldn't do it. Dude, a reusable cup and element.
It wasn't a cup. It was like, they were like bottles. Like they would have caps. So yeah, it was
not great.
They
would reuse them.
It was
not great. You sure about that?
I think so, yeah.
That's crazy.
Also, what was great growing up, too, we had it. There was a Philly thing. I think it was called Arctic Splash, Arctic Cool. I think it's Splash. The iced tea in the milk cartons, like the little individual.
Oh yeah! Splash, oh my god! This reminded me. So I worked at it wasn't called an old age home. It was called a retirement community.
Sure.
And I had to wear a fake tux, and I was a bus boy. So the first thing I would do is I would get to
the keynote table.
I would get to the fucking cafeteria, and for the people that couldn't or didn't want to make it to the cafeteria, you would deliver food to the, they were called cottages. So I'm delivering food to this cottage, and there was always this guy we were told was blind, and he would say, "Sonny, will you please open my iced tea?" He always called it iced tea. And I'm like, "Why do you need me to open your iced tea?" He's like, "I'm blind. I can't see." I'm like, "Okay, dude's blind." And it was the carton type, the milk carton type. So one day, Stu, we're working with, like, "I don't fucking think that guy's blind." I'm like, "He's definitely fucking blind."
He's checking out my ass when
I
bend over.
He's blind. And I'm like, "He's blind, dude." He's like, "I'm going to test it today." I go, "What are you going to do?" He goes, "I'm going to take a sip of that iced tea." I go, "Dude,
that's
do it.
Wild.
Do it, please." I was never the guy. I'm like, "I wouldn't do that." I'm like, "You do that."
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "I'm going to sip that iced tea." I was like, "You're not going to sip the iced tea." He goes, "Yeah, I am." Like 20 minutes later, he comes in out of breath. The phone has already been ringing.
Sure.
And they're calling him in the office. And he said he opened it up and he took a sip. And that guy said, "What the hell are you doing drinking my ice and tea?" And he hauled ass out of there. I said, "He's not all the way blind."
Damn.
Got the description down and everything.
Yeah.
About 6'1" and a quarter.
He got fired.
Blue eyes, black hair. Fucking lying old bag.
I forgot about that.
Damn.
That's fucked up.
Clothes. Did either of your parents ever make you clothes?
No, I was big on hand-me-downs at the same, or like, I mean, like I said, I was a fat kid, so like I could wear my dad and my brother's stuff from time to time. But a lot of hand-me-downs. Never made any clothes, though. Definite hand-me-downs from brothers, cousins, shit like that, but never made.
No clothes. They were altered. They were reinforced.
Okay, my mom would hemmed and shit.
Yeah, my mom would throw in the thicker knee pads on the inside for
all the blowjobs.
What can I say? I was a popular boy.
This big one likes the football team.
Jams. Do you remember jams?
Okay, so we made those in school.
At home ec.
You did?
Yeah, we made them in home ec.
We did not make those in home ec. So jams were massively huge back then.
If you didn't have a pair of them,
and
that
you
was
were
pre
done.
My time.
So my mother's like, it's the same thing. Like, "We don't need McDonald's. We got McDonald's at home." My mother's like, "I'll make you jams." My mother goes to Joann Fabrics, and she buys, honestly, curtain fabric.
Sure.
Sheer, thin fabric. And makes what she thinks are a pair of fucking jams that look nothing like jams. Not only that, they don't have the patch on them that say jams.
Sure.
And they're fake-ass fucking jams.
I had that blue pair.
You did?
Yeah, that blue pair right there. I had those.
I go to my first.
That's a nice set of shorts.
That is a nice pair. I go to my first class in school. Fucking shorts rip right down the ass, bro. One day.
Did you ever have to change into clothes from the lost and found?
All right. That's a great question. I did.
That sucked.
Elementary school. And this is the truth, too. I would totally open up to it if I did this, but someone had gone into the.
Someone had shit my pants.
Someone had shit my pants.
I don't know who it was.
I don't know who it was. I was partially blind, but someone shit my pants.
In elementary kindergarten, I will never forget this. I had just peed. Mm-hmm. And they come out and they're like, "Someone had an accident." And but I know they're talking about shit. And I'm like, "It wasn't me, though." But so finally, I just raised my hand. I'm like, "I went to the bathroom." And they're like, "Okay." And they're being so sweet and sincere. And they send me to the school nurse. And they had me change into the lost and found clothes. And it's plaid fucking pants. It's
bad.
It was
never good. It was always from like 20 years before.
Yes, it's bad.
Have you peed your pants?
No, I didn't do anything. I think they thought someone shit them. So I think someone went after me and shit themselves, and there was a mess. Uh-huh. And I couldn't understand why no one was raising their hand, but I was like, I went to the bathroom. But I would, I tell you right now, guys, I'd be proud to tell you, I shit everywhere. All
you
over
think
that
it
toilet.
Was strange that you, when you got to the nurse's office, they asked you to take your pants off?
Yeah, they changed my clothes. I don't know if they thought I shit myself. You know,
they probably just assumed you did it, were too embarrassed.
Yeah, maybe.
Or taking a look at the goods.
Not, yeah. I'm like, okay, it's
checking
fine.
Out the piece.
Taking a peek at the merchandise.
My cod. A little fucking kindy cod. And my mother was, again, did not even like me. And I just dreaded it because they made her come get me. And I'm just standing in on the other side of the glass. And I see that Volkswagen bug pull. I'm like, fuck.
Why were they so mad? The same thing happened to me one time. I had like 102 fever. I told my mom, I was like, listen, I don't feel. Now, I would lie from time to time to try to get out. But I never got away with it. I got away with other stuff, but I never got away with that. I'm like, I really feel sick. She's like, no, you're going. Fucking go to school, first period or whatever, you know, first thing in the morning. I'm like, I don't feel well. Go to the nurse, 102, 103 fever. They call her. The principal's pissed at her now.
For sending you.
Because I didn't realize it. I ratted her out. Yeah, I was like, I told my mom I didn't feel well. She sent me to school.
That and, stupid bitch.
And this nun was laying into my mom. And fucking, she's like, okay, I thought he was lying, you know, or whatever. Gets me outside. As we're getting in the car, she goes, so why didn't you want to go to school today? Like, I was still just faking
like
it.
They were yeah. lying about
it. Lady, you saw the fucking thermometer. What am I, a fucking arch criminal here?
I had a teacher to fucking jam me up, my Spanish teacher. She wrote.
What grade?
Late or maybe eighth or some seventh, mm-hmm. but I think right when you start learning, it's you know you have
way
to
way too
a
late
class.
To start learning.
Sure, yeah.
yeah, that's what they did the eighth grade.
Sitting there high, going "Me gusta."
our textbook was churros y chocolate.
She hit me with a letter or a phone call. That's I forget what it was, but it got the message it got to my mom was "Help me help your son" or Ooh. Something like that.
Ayuda,
insinuating that my mom wasn't doing her job, right. and she or that's how she took it.
Man,
I got a fucking rash and a shit. That call to my dad. My dad, you motherfucker, making your mom out. Oh Jesus Christ! They would yell at me like I cut them off in traffic. All the time.
Did you guys ever play practical jokes in your school on the teachers or anything?
I did once.
The babysitter we used to fuck with. We had this neighborhood lady who was, you know, a little slow, a little special, would watch us. And her, Doreen Karecki, shout out to her. She'd come and she'd watch us. And dude, we fucking tortured her.
What's up, everybody? Ryan Sickler here, and I just wanted to let you know that tickets to my fall dates of the Live and Alive tour are on sale now. Go to ryansickler.com, get your tickets to all shows. I'm coming to Austin, Dallas, La Jolla, Salt Lake City, Denver, Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, Madison, Portland, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Tempe. Tickets for all shows are available right now on my website at ryansickler.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We would pretend like we were going up to bed, like it would be like 9 o'clock. Oh, you gotta go up to bed, go up to bed. We'd wait like a half an hour till she was like sitting in the recliner watching like a scary movie, and we'd sneak downstairs and just grab the back of the fucking chair and scream.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we used to call it a moon ride. We'd go, moon ride, and fucking send her all the way back, and she would freak out. One time she was eating Twizzlers or something like that, when she almost choked.
It's an older lady, too.
Yeah, dude. But you know what's crazy is every once in a while she
it's
would.
It's crazy you had a special needs babysitter.
And dude, here's the crazy thing.
It was the 80s, dude.
Yeah, every once in a while she would bring another girl with her who was worse.
She was babysitting who?
I swear to God, man. It was bananas. And they would say, oh, she's going to bring some help with her. And it was, yeah, yikes.
What about your practical joke on this teacher?
He got a picture. It was a senior year. He was cool. He was like the basketball coach. And like we were, he also taught like computers or how, I forget. And he was a cool dude. He was like, he had kids our age. Like, you know, so like we knew his kids. And he got a picture of me like after prom, like from like the party or whatever, like smoking and drinking. Like we were like playing, I had a cig in my hand. We were smoking, playing like Kings or, you know, some sort of card game or something. And he made that the background on his computer. And I was like, yo, what the fuck, dude? I'm like, I got a repped up keep around here. Like, you know, and he's like, he like took it down.
What, you got a crush on me, dude?
Well, yeah, well, that's a weird thing to do.
It was more like we would like always bust. He was very cool. We'd always bust each other balls. And I think somebody was looking at the pictures in his class and he saw it and took it. It was like, oh, I'm going to have it when he walks into class to, I don't know, embarrass him, I guess. And I was like, all right, cool.
That's a slippery slope. One, you got underage kids drinking. Yep. Two, you got them on your computer.
And smoking. Yeah. So I was like, all right, whatever. I didn't give a fuck. I thought it was funny. And then I got a picture of him somewhat like a week later, something like the basketball team like pied him in the face or something like that at like their, you know, their like final party or something. And I got pictures of that. And I, you know, I went overboard. I went to the library and printed like, you know, 200 of them and pasted them all over the school.
Jesus Christ.
I thought we were having fun. I didn't know.
Blackmailing you and your teacher?
Smear campaign.
Woodward and Bernstein over here.
Dude, and he lost his shit. The fuck are you doing? Yeah, called my parents. He's like, you're not walking at graduation. All this stuff. I'm like, dude, you started it with like fucking
a picture of me drinking underage.
Naked. Yeah.
Did they really stop you from walking?
No, he let it go. Cause I remember, I think I was just going to be like, dude, I'll go to my parents. Like, I'll like, this is crazy. Like you fucking started this. You started playing dirty and I just reciprocated. And then like, it just died down and he let, yeah, nothing ended up happening. He was pissed.
Jesus.
Damn.
I hate when people turn like that. Having a good time.
We took, the clapper. Remember the clapper?
Yeah.
Clap on, clap off. So we took one in my world history teacher.
Still one in my
teacher.
Mom's bedroom right now.
Really?
Yeah.
She still use it?
I don't know. It's still in the wall though.
She, this teacher, world history, she was great. I got accused of fucking her because.
What?
Yeah, I got
like
accused of
sex
fucking
or screwing her?
No, sexually. Because she knew after my dad
accused
died and stuff, I had no money.
Yeah.
Accused. And I would go cut her grass. I'd go to her house and I'd cut her grass on the weekends and weed whack. And it got to be a big ass job. So I'd bring friends. Mm-hmm. I call my buddy up, Eric. I'm like, come on, dude, help me cut Miss Eckert's grass and shit. So then it started being there. Everybody, you know, everybody's fucking her.
Yeah.
But anyway, she was cool. And this was the one where you were like, all right, if we're going to fuck with someone, like you thought too, let's make it her because
sure.
She seems cool. And she would, if she felt like whatever Friday, if you saw the projector, you're like, fuck yeah, we're going to watch a world history fucking slideshow or some bullshit.
Turn the lights off some and fucking chill it.
An hour long movie about water.
Yeah,
just put you
nothing,
to sleep.
Yep. And we would just fucking sit back there. So we hooked the clapper up to her slideshow and she would sit up there on autopilot. And then we would just quietly in the back and it would stop. She'd be like, who's pulling the plug out back there? And I would sit right back there. I'm like, the plug's in, Mrs. Eckert. I guess I can say her name. She's like, who's doing that? I'm like, nobody's doing it. Plugs in. I'll sit right here. And she's like, okay. And then somebody quietly claps and it starts again. And then off. I didn't mean it's, she's losing her fucking shit. She's calling the IT people, the nerds Jesus to come down Christ with another cart. Like, and finally we tell her after the class, and I ran into a teacher, I don't know, it might have been 5 or 6 years ago, and he told me that they still fucking talk about that and how they wish, like, she went nuts.
Yeah,
she went nuts from
that'd
it.
That'd be viral if there was if it's cell phones.
Probably.
Yeah, that's great.
Probably right.
There you go.
Did you guys have, so we had the weird shit, we've talked about this too, like, the weird middle school shit where you, they made you shower? Were you ever forced to shower?
No, I would have been, but the year... You would have to take swimming. You would have to take a swim class and you have to shower after that to go back to school. But the year I got to high school, they stopped the swimming or whatever.
Oh, they stopped the swimming.
Yeah. So all together, but I missed it by a year. Yeah.
Yeah. We showered after swimming and we had wrestling practice every morning and after. We that was the only time in sports. I know. We showered in football too. Yeah. I was showering all the time. It was cool.
We were made to shower in middle school, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade.
So you weren't going back stinky.
Dude.
But like what? After gym class?
Yeah,
we're not working up that much of a sweat.
In
though.
Sixth grade, we're going fucking running around, not working up a sweat at all. Some people don't even have hair on their balls yet.
Yeah,
and then the teachers would stand at the entranceway, and you'd have to walk past them naked. They would watch to make sure you showered, and then when you came out, they would give you a towel. But God, they'd stand there the entire time, and all of us would be like, "This is fucking weird."
Yeah,
all of us, like, you got to learn how to be mature. You know, you're going to be showering at the gyms in society. Listen, to this day, I've never showered at a fucking public gym ever.
I'm
going home filthy, and I will shower in my shower.
They threw the brakes on that in the late '90s, real quick.
Yeah, I'll bet
a lot of that shit stopped.
Yeah, we did it. It was never. Nobody ever forced us though. Like, you have to shower. I think. Maybe in wrestling at a certain point, because like Impantago was going around, but that wasn't like they were forcing us. They were like, yo, get the fuck in here and scrub
dirty
that shit.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. It's fucking dirtbag.
Oh, dude. Impantago, ringworm, fucking everything.
D-Lalsha.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about ghost stories?
Ghost stories.
Any weird shit in your neighborhoods go down, like I was asking?
Yeah. This is the only time that this has ever happened to me. All right. And I didn't even realize it was a ghost at the time. I get scared of things. I get scared at night, you know, get feelings and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't know whether I believe in ghosts or not. One night, I'm probably in my 20s. It's in the spring. So the only explanation, like scientific explanation I could have, it was a little bit windy. The trees had just blossomed. So all the leaves were like that light green, you know what I mean? And they were like kind of baby. And there was a full moon and it was like shimmering. But that wasn't what it was. Just driving home from my buddy's house, completely sober, no weed, no nothing. Coming down my parents' street, and right before my parents' house was this other house that a guy lived in there for years. This guy, Vic, old guy, lived there. Eventually, he passed on and gave it to his daughter. And this was maybe 5 years after he had passed. And I'm coming down. It's like midnight, slow roll down the street. I look up and there's a red pickup truck sitting in front of their house, which I'd never seen before. It's fucking old red, like Ford pickup truck, red with the white wheels. You know what I'm talking about? You picture it?
Yeah.
And there's a guy standing there looking into the, like just leaning over, looking into the driver's side door. And he was kind of wearing white. You know what I mean? And it, like, he looked kind of like a cloud was looking into it, but he was there. But then all of a sudden I would get, as I started getting closer, he literally went from there to like three houses down and then back in like just boom, like what? And he's there and then he's there. And I'm like, what the fuck? But as I'm getting really close, he's standing. There's somebody standing there looking in this fucking window. And I drive by it. And as I actually drive by it, I look over and he's gone. And I slow down to a point. And I look to my left, and remember Predator when he was, I swear to God. You remember Predator when he was cloaked?
Yes, he could.
Exactly like that.
You could still see him, but it was invisible?
Exactly like that. Walked right by my driver's side door and looked in at me. And I was stunned. And I'm the biggest pussy in the fucking world. I told you, scared of Santa Claus, scared of the Easter Bunny. Wasn't scared at all. But I was like tingling. Like I felt like something was happening, but I was not scared. It was
crazy.
Did
you get out to see what he was looking at in the car?
Stunned.
Truck?
Pulled into my parents' driveway. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? I walked down to the end of the driveway and I'm just looking around. And then all of a sudden there's a house that's catty corner. Like picture if that was reverse and they had light shining up against their house with like a flagpole. And I swear to God, man, this thing just appeared, like, out of the darkness.
What thing? The guy
the
again?
The guy, cloaked, but, you know, like, in the shimmer. And looked back at me like that, and then just walked into the darkness and was gone. Swear to God. And I stood there for, like, a minute, not scared, because I remember thinking to myself, how the fuck are you not running right now? Why aren't you scared? And I walked into my parents' house in a daze. Didn't even close the door, just walked in, walked right upstairs, opened their door, and I, middle of the night, I'm like, hey. And they're both like, what? What's up? I'm like, I just saw a ghost. And they're like, get the fuck out of here. But strangest
taking
thing ever.
Again, boy.
Trying to catch a piece of your mom. You're coming in and gumming up the works with your ghost stories.
Oh, this was great, man. This was awesome.
Any
Mr. Sickler and the squad.
Yeah, anything you would love to promote again, guys, feel free. Either one of you, pump it all, please.
Check out the show. Check out the tour. Come see us. Mm-hmm. Areyougarbage.com, Patreon.com/areyougarbage.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you both, for real. This has been awesome. As always, Ryan Sickler on all social media, RyanSickler.com. Talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.